Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
上一个主日呢，我们讲到圣灵差派巴拿巴和扫罗去传道。
Last Sunday, we talked about that the Holy Spirit sent Barnabas and Paul for ministry.
今天我们就继续进到使徒行传14章。
Today we continue with Acts 14.
我们看见呢，他们两个人先在犹太人的会堂里面传讲福音。
We see that the two of them first preached the gospel in the synagogue of the Jews.
那么传讲的结果又如何呢？
And what is the result?
有的人相信了。
Some of them believed it.
但是有些人呢，不相信。
But others did not.
请大家注意第二节。
Please pay attention to verse 2.
我来读给大家听。
Let me read it to you.
请大家把自己进入当时的那一个情况当中。
Imagine that you are in that situation.
但那不顺从的犹太人总动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。
Verse 2. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the other Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers.
就是有些人他们自己不信福音也就算了。
Some people, they refuse to accept the gospel.
但是他们还这个挑拨，鼓动更多的人呢来恼恨，就是讨厌、憎恨巴拿巴和扫罗。
They provoke more people to hate Barnabas and Paul.
好，那这两个人面对难处了。
Then these two men are facing difficulties.
今天的题目就是面对难处你怎么办？
Today's topic is what will you do when facing difficulties?
如果当时是你，你会怎么办呢？
If you were them, what will you do?
当我们面对难处的时候，
When we are facing difficulties,
有的人可能就会选择，哎呀，算了算了吧。
Some people may choose to forget it.
打退堂鼓是最容易的。
Back off.
以前我记得有人告诉我说，
Some people told me,
他说世界上最容易的事是什么事，你知道吗？
The easiest thing in the world is
就是我不干了。
I'm done with this.
不干了最容易嘛。
It's easy to say
谁不会呢？
Who can do that?
但是我们看见这两个人呢，他们并没有打退堂鼓。
But these two men did not retreat.
请注意看第三节。
Please read verse 3.
两人在那里住了多日，依靠主。 放胆讲道，主借他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。So
Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders.
这两个人面对难处的时候，
When these two men confront difficulty,
不但没有打退堂鼓，
Not only did not did they retreat,
而且更加奋勇地靠主传讲福音。
They preach the gospel even more bravely in the Lord.
当我读到这个依靠主放胆讲道的时候，给我很大的激励。
When I read this sentence, preaching the gospel for the Lord.
因为这表达了他们全心全意依靠主的。 态度
is it's that they express their wholehearted reliance on the Lord.
正因为他们这么勇敢的传讲福音，
just because they preaching the gospel boldly for the Lord.
所以主借他们的手施行了许多的神迹奇事。
Therefore, the Lord enable them to perform signs and wonders.
那我们看见什么呢？
What do we see here?
我们看见原来神做事，它是有原则性的。
God works according to his principle.
就是无论我们面对多大的艰难困苦的时候，
No matter how much difficulties we are facing,
就是只要我们全心依靠主，
As long as we rely on the Lord wholeheartedly,
做我们当做的事情，
Do what we should do,
主就会显出他奇妙的作为。
The Lord will show his wondrous work.
这个原则非常重要。
This principle is very important.
因为从旧约一直到新约都是如此嘛。
It has been so from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
想想看，当年摩西带领100多万他的同胞出埃及的时候。
When Moses led 1 million of his countrymen out of Egypt.
当他们走到红海的时候。
When they come from the Red Sea.
后面可是有埃及的军兵追杀过来了。
Followed by many Egyptian troops.
怎么办？
What should they do?
这是一个很大的危机嘛。
It's a big crisis.
那个时候摩西他只有一个信念。
At that time, Moses only had one belief.
我再强调一下。
I
emphasize.
Yeah, I'll emphasize more.
当时的摩西他只有一个信念。
At that time, Moses had only one belief.
就是他只有呼求主。
He called to the Lord.
他呼求主，然后他拿起主给他的杖。
He called to the Lord in the first place, then he stretched out the staff that God had given him.
他是全心全意的依靠耶和华。
He relied on the Lord, with all his heart.
他呼求主。
He called out to the Lord.
举起主给他的杖。
Lift up the staff God had given him.
然后红海就分开了。
Then the Red Sea parted.
以至于一百多万人能够走干地。
And a million of people can could went through the Red Sea on dry ground.
当他们走过去以后。
After they go through the sea.
埃及的大批的军兵追杀过来。
The Egyptian troops pursued them.
他们回头一看的时候。
When they look back.
你们告诉我怎么样啊
？You tell me what happened then.
红海怎么样？整个覆盖了。
The Red Sea covered all of them.
那这100多万人都亲眼看见了这个神迹。
More than 1 million of people saw this miracle.
亲身经历了这个神迹。
And experienced this miracle themselves.
以前的神和今天的神都是一样的神。
God is the same all the time.
所以我们看见这个当扫罗和巴拉巴放胆讲道的时候。
So we see when Paul and Barnabas.
主就借着这两个人施行许多的神迹奇事。
Preach the gospel boldly. The Lord. Enable them to perform signs and wonders.
来证明主耶稣自己的恩道。
To confirm the message of His grace.
所以我们看一下，这是一个良性的、一个互动的良性的循环。
It's a virtuous cycle of interaction.
今天我们作为神的儿女。
Today, as God's children.
我们在任何艰难困苦当中。
When we were in distress.
我们需要全心的来依靠主。
We need to rely on the Lord wholeheartedly.
而且凭着信心勇敢往前行。
And move forward bravely in faith.
你就会看见神的荣耀。
And you will see the glory of God.
很多人都记得拉撒路的故事。
Many of us remember the story of Lazarus.
在约翰福音11章那里。
In John 11.
当时拉撒路已经死了4天了。
At that time, Lazarus had been dead 4 days.
所以拉撒路的姐姐马大和玛利亚认为没有希望了。
Therefore, his sister Martha and Mary thought there was no hope.
就算主耶稣来了。
Even if Jesus had come.
还是太迟了嘛。
It was still too late.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音的11章39到40节。
Let us read together John 11:39-40.
约翰福音11章39到40节。好，找到了吧？一起来。耶稣说：“你们把石头挪开。”那死人的姐姐马大对他说：“主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经4天了。”我不是对你说过吗？你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
Let us read together in English, verse 39. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
其 请大家特别注意主耶稣说的话。
Please pay special attention to what Jesus said.
我不是对你说吗？你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
结果呢？
So what's the result?
这个死了四天的拉撒路就从死里复活了。
Lazarus, who had been dead for days, rose from the dead.
请大家看约翰福音十一章四十三到四十四节。
Let's continue with John 11:43-44.
我来读给大家听。
Let me read it to you.
说了这话，就大声呼叫说：“拉撒路，出来！”那死人就出来了，手脚裹着布，脸上包着毛巾，耶稣对他们说，解开叫他走。
Verse 33, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
大家都知道，当时的拉撒路身上全是包着那个裹尸布的。
Do you know that Lazarus at that time was covered with a shroud?
这个裹尸布包起来很像这个木乃一样。
Which wrapped his body like a mummy.
那个把小腿、大腿一起整个都包起来的。
Both his legs were wrapped tightly.
那请问他怎么走路呢？
How could he walk normally?
很可能他像僵尸一样，这样一跳一跳跳出来。
He probably jumped out like a zombie.
你想一想，其实蛮恐怖的。
Very scary.
然后注意耶稣说的话嘛。
Please pay attention to what Jesus said.
耶稣对那旁边的那些人说：“解开，叫他，就是拉撒路走。”
Jesus said to told the people next to him to unbind Lazarus and let him go.
所以主耶稣吩咐在旁边的人把那个拉撒路身上的裹尸布全部一个个解开，然后叫拉撒路走路。
So Jesus told the person next to him to unwrap the shroud layer by layer and let Lazarus walk.
当时包括马大、玛利亚还有很多的亲戚朋友都绝对不相信这个已经死了四天臭了的拉撒路能够复活。
At that time, including Lazarus' sister Martha and Mary and all his relatives, they did not believe it.
从开始的不信到后面的惊讶到最后的欢呼，这一个过程让他们知道耶稣有医治的大能。
From unbelief to amazement to cheers, they finally saw the miracle and they know Jesus has a power of healing.
主耶稣一句话就能叫死人复活。
Jesus rose the dead in one word.
显明神大能的医治。
And show God's healing power.
你我信就必看见神的荣耀。
If you and me believe, we will see the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们面对危难的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we are confronting difficulty,
其实正是我们要增强我们对主信心的时候。
It's just a time we should strengthen our faith in the Lord.
我们真的要全然相信。
We need to believe, truly believe.
就是神是一位美善的神。
Our God is a good God.
我们有 PowerPoint 看一下。
Let us see the PPT.
神不仅是一位美善的神，他更是一位愿意医治我们的神。
God is a good God and he wants to heal us.
当然他的医治包括了我们整个人的身心灵三方面全人的医治。
And his healings include three aspects, physical, mental, and spiritual.
那我们的态度是什么？
So what should be our attitude?
我们就是全心的信靠主。
We need to rely on the Lord wholeheartedly.
而且是全力的向前行。
Go all out.
不要退后。
Do not back off.
相对来说，
as for
对于我们的这个敌人撒旦魔鬼，他的工作是什么呢？
As for our enemies, Satan the devil.
就是在危难的时候，撒旦想要摇动我们对主的信心。
His job is to shake our faith in the Lord, especially when we are in distress.
让很多的人恐惧害怕，不是吗？
It make people afraid.
所以当我们面对苦难的时候，
So when we are facing tribulation,
有的人就会觉得说，哎呀，好像神也不怎么听祷告嘛。
Some people may feel that God does not listen to their prayers.
哎呀，你看那么多人啊，都已经三天禁食祷告了，好像神什么也没有做嘛。
There are many people who have been fasted and prayed for 3 days, but God seems to do nothing.
我不知道你会不会这样想。
I don't know if you will think this way.
有人会这么想。
Some will do that.
其实这是一个很大的误会。
It's a big misunderstanding, actually.
就是当我们在苦难当中的时候。
When we were in distress,
其实神与我们一同接受苦难。
God actually suffers with us.
当我们在痛苦流泪的时候，
When we weep,
他也和我们一同的伤心流泪。
He weeps with us.
神甚至比我们更难过，更伤心。
God grieves even more.
因为神并不愿意看见这些病毒啊泛滥。
Because God doesn't want to see the spread of these viruses.
还有在这个病毒泛滥的时候，更多的人性的很多的丑陋的一面暴露出来。
And the deceitfulness and the wickedness of human heart.
难怪罗马书提醒我们说嘛。
No wonder Romans reminds us that.
这个世上没有一个义人，连一个都没有啊。
There is no one righteous, not even one.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
然而还是有很多的人不肯悔改。
But there are still many people who refuse to repent.
他们就是硬着心肠，就是不把神当作神来敬拜他。
They harden their hearts and do not worship God as God.
这是让神非常伤心的地方。
Which made God very sad.
我们没有将神当得的荣耀归给他。
We do not give God the glory He deserves.
取而代之的，总是有些人常常的怨神、怨天尤人。
Instead, there are always some people who come blame everyone and everything.
人的问题就是很少懂得先检讨自己。
The problem of human being is that we barely reveal ourselves.
难怪先知以赛亚说嘛。
No wonder the prophet Isaiah said.
他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
就是以赛亚认同他那一个败坏的世代。
That means Isaiah identified his time as a corrupt time.
今天感谢主，我们虽然是神的儿女。
Today, thank the Lord, we are God's children.
但是我们也要认同，我们是活在一个败坏的时代。
But we need to identify that we are living in a corrupt time.
所以我们一样要求神的怜悯，我们一样在神的面前为这个世代，包括我们自己悔改。
Therefore, we need to ask for God's mercy, and we should pray for this age.
事实上，我们都希望这个病毒能够尽快的被控制住。
In fact, we all hope that the virus can be controlled as soon as possible.
我们都希望这个死亡的人数能够尽量的减少。
And there will be less death.
但是，我们透过这个灾难，使我们更深刻的认识神。
But through this calamity, we will have a deeper understanding of God.
认识神的本性。
Know more about God's attribute.
神不是一个残酷的神，神不是一个幸灾乐祸的神吗？
God is a good God.
同时也知道我们基督徒在这个败坏的时代，我们的任务是什么。
At the same time, we will know better our task as a Christian in this age.
那就是我们每一个人都要起来打这一场属灵的征战。
That is each one of us should rise up and fight this spiritual war.
我们这些存活的人是有使命的。
Those of us who remain have a mission.
包括在网上啊，这个视频看啊听的弟兄姐妹们。
Including.
就是透过这个灾难，能够更加的激发我们爱主爱人，传扬福音吗？
Including brothers who see this video online, through this disaster, we should be inspired to love God and people more and spread the gospel.
礼拜一啊，我看到了小敏姐妹所写的一个新歌。
On Monday, I saw a new song written by Sister 小敏。
歌名叫做《武汉，你并不孤单》。
Its name is Wuhan, you are not alone.
武汉加油。
Wuhan, hold on.
其实啊，他这个激励人心的这个诗歌呢，把很多全世界的华人基督徒都连接在一起。
Actually, this inspiring song make the Chinese Christians all over the world connect more.
其实我应该说，不只是华人基督徒，所有很多有爱心的基督徒都连接在一起。
I should say that a lot of loving Christians are more connected.
团结就有力量。
Unity is strength.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们现在再回到巴拉巴和扫罗的故事。
Let us go back to the story of Barnabas and Paul.
就是他们仍然面对一些苦难，一些逼迫。
They were still facing some danger and persecution.
请大家来读使徒行传十四章四到七节。
Let us read together Acts 14, verse 4 through 7.
一起来，请。城里的众人就分了党，有服从犹太人的，有服从使徒的。那时外邦人和犹太人并他们的官长一起涌上来，要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。使徒知道了，就逃往吕告里的路斯德、特皮两个城和周围的地方去，在那里传福音。
Let us read together verse 4 through 7.The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among both Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to the Laconian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the gospel.
请大家注意第五节。
Please pay attention to verse 5.
那是外邦人。还有犹太人并他们的官长一起涌上来，要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。
At that time, there was a plot afoot among both Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them.
所以当时的场面非常危险，非常混乱嘛。
So the situation was chaotic and dangerous.
但是感谢主的保守。
But thanks to the Lord.
后来他们两个人就跑到另外一个城市叫做路斯德。
They fled to another city called Lystra.
但是就算到了路斯德，是不是就平安无事了呢？
Even though they were in Lystra, would it be alright?
答案是不是。
The answer is no.
因为既然有些人他们也追到路斯德那个城市。
Some people even pursued all the way to Lystra.
而且继续地挑拨众人，要用石头来打死保罗。
And continue to provoke people to stone Paul.
于是他们一帮人呢，他们的心里就是：我无论如何一定要把这两个人天涯海角，我追到他，要把他给打死，活活打死。
They have only one mind in their hearts. They just want to stone Paul and Barnabas.
请看十九节。
Please look at verse 19.
十九节，但有些犹太人从安提阿和以哥念来，挑衅众人，就用石头打保罗，以为他是死了，便拖到城外。
Verse 19. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead.
当时最简单的方法就是地上捡起石头来就打。
The easiest way is to take the stone directly from the ground and cast them.
小一点的像鸡蛋那么大。
The smaller one were as big as eggs.
大一点的像馒头那么大。
The larger one were as large as steam buns.
一下子二三三十个石头打向保罗，你觉得会是什么情形？
Suddenly 20 or 30 stones were thrown at Paul. What do you think will happen?
保罗肯定被打得头破血流嘛。
Paul must have been badly beaten.
所以保罗就倒在地上了。
So he fell down.
也因此很多人认为保罗就死了嘛。
That's why a lot of people thought that Paul has been killed.
正因为他活活被打死了，所以有人就把保罗拖到城外去了。
So someone dragged him outside the city.
请注意再看二十节。
Let us look at verse 20.
门徒正围着他，他就起来走进城去。第二天，同巴拉巴往特比去。
But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe.
大家都以为被打死，被石头打死的保罗，他已经死了，竟然从地上爬起来。
Paul, who was supposed to be dead, rise up from the ground and went back into the city.
而且好像完全没有死心一样。
As if he was perfectly fine.
因为他自己一个人走进城里去了。
Because he went back into the city by himself.
那么当保罗经历了这个神迹，你觉得保罗对主的信心会怎么样？
After Paul had experienced this miracle, what do you think Paul will have?
保罗完全变成一个根本不怕死的人了吗？
And Paul became a person who
Not afraid of death.
因为保罗一次一次又经历神这么大的神迹嘛。Because Paul had experienced the miracles again and again.
这就是我们的主。
That's our Lord.
请再看二十一到二十二节。
Let's continue with verse 21 to 22.
二十一节，我们大家一起读好吗？
Let us read together.
来，请。对那城里的人传了福音，使好些人做门徒，就回路斯德、以哥念、安提亚，坚固门徒的心，劝他们恒守所信的道。又说，我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。
Verse 21, they preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch.Strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said.
当这两个人对主的信心大到根本就不怕死的时候，
When these two people have a great faith that they do not fear death anymore,
没有任何的苦难、威胁、逼迫可以阻挡他。
No suffering, persecution can prevent them.From following God.
然后在这个二十二节，主耶稣说的一句，保罗说的一句话。
In verse 22, Paul said.
他说：“我们进入神的国，必须经历许多艰难。”
We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God.
这个话我需要说明一下。
I need to explain these words.
那这是保罗他有这么多的经历、有感而说的话。
This word exploded and not without a reason.
因为前不久他差一点被石头打死了。
Because he had just experienced being stoned to death.
但是我们进入神的国必须经历很多艰难，不是指得救说。
But this passage was not referred to salvation.
而是指一个人得救以后要成为一个得胜的人说。
But to becoming a victorious person after being saved.
换句话说，当我们面对很大的艰难困苦的时候，你能不能持守你所信的耶稣基督？
In other words, will you hold fast to your faith in Jesus when you are facing great pressure, suffering, and persecution?
面对死亡的时候，你和我能不能够坚持我们所信的主？
When we are facing death, will we keep at our faith in the Lord?
那你肯定会经历一些逼迫苦难。
We will probably experience some persecution.
很多年前，我的长老对我说过。
Many years ago, my elder told me.
他说做主的门徒没有不付代价。
No one can be God, a disciple of Jesus without paying a price.
他说的完全正确。
He was right.
本来你要做主的门徒，就不是大少爷大小姐。
To be a disciple is not to be a master or a lady.
因为当年主耶稣也老早跟我们说过了。
Because Jesus has told us long ago.
请大家来读约翰福音十六章的三十三节。
Let us read together John 16 verse 33.
行，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
主对当时的门徒，也是对今天所有的门徒说的嘛。
Jesus warned all the disciples.
说我们在主里面有平安。
We have peace in the Lord.
平常我们讲啊，弟兄姐妹平安，好像很习惯了啊，没什么。
We always say peace be with you, brothers and sisters. We get used to it.
当我们面对病毒的传染，当我们面对苦难的时候，哦，发现这个平安如此宝贝。
But when we are facing the spreading of the viruses, we finally see that peace is so precious.
但是这个平安一定是在基督里面的，你才有真正内在里面的平安嘛。
But the peace is only in Jesus.
而且这个平安是一个力量，是一个巨大的能力。
And this peace is a great power.
然后主耶稣说，在世上我们有苦难，我们有苦难的，但是呢，我们可以放心，因为主已经胜了世界。
Jesus said, "In this world, we will have trouble, but take heart, He has overcome the world."
为什么我们可以放心呢？
Why can we be peaceful?
因为主胜的世界跟我们有关系嘛。
Because the Lord has overcome the world, it has great relation with us.
我们的信仰不是一个空洞的信仰而已。
Our belief is not an empty belief.
因为这一位真实的主和我们有一个真实密切的关系。
Because this true God has a close relationship with us.
因为他给了我们平安，我们在他里面就用力量面对各式各样的苦难。
Because he has bestowed us a peace, we have power to face all kinds of difficulties and troubles.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
以至于我们有这个信心，还有这个勇气，能够坚持信靠主走下去。
So that we will have the courage and faith to move forward bravely.
所以求主帮助我们。
So, we ask God to help us.
那老实说，今天我们在北美的基督徒，其实谈不上说什么苦难。
To be honest, we Christians in North America, there's no suffering to speak of.
但是在北美，五年、八年、十年以后就很难说了。
But in 5 or 8 years later, it's hard to say what will happen.
因为在北美，敌对我们信仰的势力是越来越大。
Because there is a growing power against our faith in North America.
所以我们还是早要有心理的准备啊。
So it's better for us to be prepared.
难怪主耶稣提醒我们要常常警醒祷告。
No wonder the Lord reminded us to keep watching and praying.
警醒祷告意思就是要我们居安思危。
Which means we need to be prepared for danger in times of safety.
前两天那个耶和华证人会呢，有两个人跑到我们家敲门。
Several days ago, two men from the Jehovah's Witnesses visited my home and knocked the door.
我在教会。
I was at church.
那我太太在家。
But my wife is at home.
这是他们第三次来敲门。
This is the third time they knock our door.
前面两次呢，可能他们也讲不过我太太。
Probably because they could not convince my wife for the first two.
后来就派了一个很厉害的，中文说得很好的跑来。
That's why they sent a better one who can speak Chinese more fluently.
他们也很厉害的。
They are well trained.
他们受过训练啊，翻圣经词给你看呐、啊，你觉得怎么样？怎么样啊？
They are well trained and they can use the Bible words to convince you.
师母跟我说，哦，他们这个圣经很熟啊，这个比较厉害。
My wife told me that they are so familiar with the Bible.
后来师母说他们以后再来我不开门了。
So my wife told me next time when they knock, I won't open the door again.
我们要理解一个事实。
We need to understand a fact.
就是在这末世的时代，很多的这个异端邪教越来越猖狂。
There will be more and more heresies in this end age.
他们可是有计划、有组织的来扩展他们的信仰。
They have a plan for their action to enlarge their belief.
那我们怎么办
？So what should we do?
所以我们就必须要在神的话语上扎根嘛。
We should take roots in God's words.
使我们有分辨的能力。
So that we may have the ability to discern.
使我们明白知道什么是真理，什么是歪理。
So that we can discern from discern truth from fallacy.
只有我们自己分辨清楚，才不会被他们带走嘛。
Only when we can clearly tell the difference, we won't be led astray.
你看看耶和华证人会、摩门教，甚至全能神教会，就是东方闪电，他们迷惑了多少人，还在继续迷惑当中。
You can see that the heresies have led astray so many people. They continue to do that.
所以我们的确是活在一个败坏的时代当中。
So we indeed live in a corrupt age.
你会看见这个属灵的病毒在各地不断的扩散传染。
You will see that the spiritual viruses were spreading everywhere.
这个属灵的病毒污染了很多人的心灵，很多人还不知道。
Some people have been infected with the virus, but they did not know. They don't know that.
他们的结局会是怎么样
？What will be their end?
不仅是肉身的死亡，更是以后他们的结局是在那里还是在那里呢
？Not only a physical death, what will they face? After they died, will they be in heaven or?
一般来说，我们弟兄姐妹在北美还有这个工作的压力。
Normally, we work in with brothers and sisters in America. We face pressure of work.
有的时候，夫妻还有一些矛盾啊，争吵。
Conflict between husband and wife.
还有小孩子的啊这些问题。
Problem of children.
总而言之，有各式各样的难题呢，我们都会碰到。
In a word, we will face a lot of all kinds of difficulties.
你该怎么办
？What should we do?
戴德森说得好。
James Hudson Taylor put it well.
就是不信的人只看见难题。
Some people see only the problem.
但是对于信的人，却看见在难题和我们中间有一位神。
But as a believer, we see God between the problem and us.
啊，我们啊读一下这个好不好？一起来。有人只看见难题，但是我们却看见在难题和我们中间有一位神。
Some people only see only the problem, but we see a God between the problem and us.
这一位神从来没有离开过我们。
Our God never leaves us.
他和我们一起并肩作战。
He fights with us all the time.
而且我们知道，我们一定可以靠主得胜。
And we know that we will gain victory with our Lord.
今天的题目是面对难处你怎么办
？This the topic of today is what will you do when facing difficulty?
现在我们知道答案。
Now we know the answer.
那个答案就是全心信靠神，全力向前行。
The answer is that we trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Go all out.
我们跟隔壁左右的人鼓励一下，好不好？请说一下，来，全心信靠神，全力向前行。真的，求神给我们智慧和勇气。
May God give us courage and wisdom.
不要被难处、危险吓到。
Don't be scared by difficulty and danger.
要全心全意来信靠这位全能全爱的主。
We need to trust in the Lord, trust this Lord Almighty God.
你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
同意的人请说，阿门，哈利路亚。我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give